With a 50% obesity rate in the U.S. and more unhealthy people than ever before, it is time to make America healthy. Welcome to Make America Healthy with Beth Shaw. If you're feeling tired, toxic, heavy, slow, or stressed, then keep listening. Beth and her expert guests are here to offer practical advice and share the tools you need to reclaim your physical, mental, and emotional health. Now, here is your host, Beth Shaw.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Make America Healthy. Together, we are doing this. My name is Beth Shaw. I'm the founder and CEO of YogaFit Training Systems, the largest yoga school in the world. For 25 years, we've been educating people how to take charge of their health, physically and mentally. I have traveled around the world studying different technologies and different modes of healing from Asia to India, and also here in North America, going to biohacking conferences. And I come up with a lot of interesting gadgets and tech, as well as the obvious supplements, eating programs, and the like. So I'm very fortunate today to have two guests. Today, we're going to be talking about harmful waves and helpful waves. And our first guest is Marty Rojan, and he is the founder of EMF Harmony. And it's a very interesting company that produces devices that protect us from harmful waves. So, Marty, tell us a little bit about EMFs. Obviously, you know, they're helpful because we're getting quick downloads on our phones, but from what I understand, they can be very harmful to us as well. So if you could just educate our listeners a little bit about EMFs and the dangers of exposure to them.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that, Beth. So, EMFs is really what we're referring to as what's called electromagnetic frequencies or radiation. I mean, it's the same sort of radiation that you get in an X-ray or something like that, just at a different frequency. And, traditionally it has been assumed that the type of EMF radiation that you get from things like cell phones and Wi-Fi routers are not harmful to us. And that's sort of what all of the current regulations around them are built on. But what's happened is over the last 20 years or so, 25 years, where we've been, the use of wireless devices has been proliferating. There have been literally thousands of studies now that have been done on various aspects of health that demonstrate that these long-term exposure to the EMFs from the wireless technology does have negative health consequences for us. And it's a wide range of consequences, going from headaches and trouble sleeping all the way up to, brain cancer and heart disease and things like that. Obviously, it varies from person to person, depending on their underlying health conditions, how frequently they use their wireless devices, how much they use them, all that kind of thing. But regardless, all of us in this day and age are exposed to EMF radiation because we're surrounded by wireless technology at all times. So it is a concern. And there are, as I said, literally thousands of scientific studies from very well-respected research institutions, as well as government institutions themselves, that demonstrate these things. I mean, if you look on our website at emf-harmony.com, you'll find a page called Why, which is for why you need protection from EMF radiation. And it lists, half a dozen studies that the government has done that show that EMFs are harmful to our health, including causing cancer in rats. And then there's some links to other websites where you'll find, the many other thousands of studies that demonstrate that they do have a harmful effect. Now, it's not the kind of thing like an X-ray where if you walked into an X-ray machine and turned it on in 5 minutes, you would fry yourself. It's a much more of a, what you might call an environmental toxin. So it takes its toll over time, not necessarily and definitely not in an immediate sense. That's why we don't really feel it or sense it. But it definitely does take a toll on our health over the long run, just like exposure to radon or exposure to mold or exposure to asbestos. It's the same concept.
So I'd imagine this is much worse in large populated cities with 5G towers and all of that than if you live out in the country somewhere. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true. I mean, it's clearly the higher your level of exposure, the more, you know, it's going to negatively impact your health. And so if you're living in a dense urban environment where there's a 5G tower, you know, every block and, you know, a million people running around with their cell phones going and who knows what else, then yes, it's going to be much worse than if you're in a suburban environment where maybe there's not as much. And if you're like me, you move way out into the middle of nowhere to try and get away from them because, you know enough about them that you don't really want to be around them. So, yes, that assumption is correct.
Is there a device that we can use to measure in our homes how much of a frequency is happening? Because I know everything is energy. So is there some type of device we can use to find out what's going on in our own homes?
Yes, you can get what's called a EMF meter. You can get them on Amazon. One of the brands that's, you know, sort of widely recognized is called Trifield, the Trifield meter. But there are other ones as well. And I think they'll, you know, cost you $150, something like that. And then you can walk around your house and find out the devices that are emitting EMF radiation. If you hold it next to your cell phone and make a phone call, you'll see it spike. If you take it next to your Wi-Fi router, you'll see it spike. But the important thing to remember is that it doesn't have to be a high level of exposure to affect your health, you know, over the long run. So a lot of people assume that, well, you know, if my cell phone's over there and, you know, I'm not sitting next to my Wi-Fi router, well, I'm okay. But, you know, that's not really the scenario. As I mentioned earlier, it's the sort of environmental toxin thing. It's the long-term exposure over time. And, you know, if you have a Wi-Fi router and a cell phone and you're living somewhere other than a mountaintop, then you are being exposed to EMFs all the time. But a meter is definitely a helpful thing to walk around your house and kind of help identify the devices that are emitting EMF radiation.
Just like we would want to measure our water to see how much fluoride and bromine and chromium and chlorine is in it, I would imagine we would want to measure our space to see what's going on in our own homes.
Exactly.
So you've come up with some solutions. I'm not sure how long you've been making these products. If you could tell us a little bit about them, what they do, any studies that you've used to measure their efficiency?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So our company is about 20 years old and we're the technology and the sort of whole process is based in Europe. So it's what's called a bioenergetic or bioresonance approach to sort of changing the energy that comes into our bodies and from our wireless devices. This approach to healthcare, sort of using energy by what's called bioresonance or quantum energy, is fairly well known in Europe, especially certain regions like Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Russia. It's not very well known here in the United States, but it is essentially a tool for changing energy at the quantum level, otherwise known as the subtle level, subtle energy level, subatomic level. And by changing the energy there, you change, you know, the effects of being exposed to EMF radiation. So we have these devices, for example, a small stainless steel sticker that you put on the back of your cell phone that essentially neutralizes the harmful effects of the EMF radiation coming from your phone, again, at this quantum energy level. But when that radiation then hits your body, it does not have the negative health consequences that it otherwise would. We also sell, for example, bracelets and necklaces that will protect your body from exposure to EMF radiation as well. And they circle the meridians in your wrist for the bracelet or in your neck in terms of the necklace. And then from there, they circulate the energy throughout your body, essentially preparing it to manage the EMF radiation that it's exposed to so that it doesn't have negative health consequences. And at our workshop in Europe, what we're doing is we're essentially transmitting energetic frequencies into the products themselves. Once that's done, they're then emitting those frequencies essentially for eternity into their environment. And their environment, in the case of, let's say, a plate for your Wi-Fi router, would be the EMFs coming from that Wi-Fi router. Or in the case of a bracelet or our Apple Watch band or something like that, it would be your body, sort of protecting your body. And, the closest thing that most people would be familiar with in terms of how this energy works is acupuncture. Everybody's sort of heard of acupuncture. It's very widely accepted by the conventional medical community even, and, covered by insurance, et cetera. Well, what acupuncture is moving subtle energy, or this quantum energy, which in traditional Chinese medicine is called qi, moving it around your body through your meridian system. But it is a invisible subatomic energy, just like the bioresonance energy that we use. So you can't measure it with a meter like the EMF meters we were talking about before, but yet it is very impactful on the health of a human being, and changes can be made at the energetic level, by manipulating that energy.
That's interesting, because I went to a Chinese medicine doctor last summer, and she told me my polarities were reversed and asked me if I had a lot of EMF exposure. And I do carry two phones. I don't bring them into the bedroom at night, but I'm constantly with my phones by the computer. So is this something that's common for people?
Oh, yes. I mean, it negatively affects everyone's health. And again, how extreme that those effects are depends so much on where you live, how much you use your devices, how much EMF radiation you're exposed to, as well as, of course, your own underlying state of health and energy as well. But yes, there's nobody who is not affected by it. And, the good news is, using products like ours, you can radically change the health consequences of the EMF exposure. And you asked about research studies. We have another page on our EMF-Harmony website that is called Research, and it lists probably 20 different studies that we've done, including a couple by third-party research institutes, double-blind placebo-controlled studies even, that clearly document, the protection of people's health when they're exposed to EMFs and using our products. And, the traditional way to measure it is you take a baseline measurement of somebody using heart rate variability or, some sort of measurement like that. Then they pick up a phone, they make a cell phone call for a few minutes, you measure their health again. And of course, you always see their parameters have plummeted for most of their health measurements. And then we do it a third time. We put our bracelet on them or a sticker, one of our stickers on their cell phone or whatever. They make another cell phone call of a few minutes. We measure their health again. And it's always back up to where it started. And quite frequently, it's actually higher than where it started before they even made the first cell phone call. So it's documented to work, but it is, like traditional Chinese medicine, it's looked at skeptically by the conventional sort of scientific and medical community. But it works. Like Chinese medicine has been working for, 3,000 years or whatever it is. You can't really argue with it.
So I have a question for you. You said that a lot of the studies are coming out of Europe. And I think, were there some countries in Europe that actually banned 5G? And why are the Europeans so far ahead of us in terms of knowledge, research, and awareness?
That's a good question. I just think that they are more skeptical to technology. And, they're just less, materialistic, if you will, in general, as a country, as not a country, as a continent, I guess. And so they're much less willing to just buy this story like, oh, 5G is the greatest thing that ever happened because you're going to be able to download your movies faster, right? They're like, well, I'm not as concerned about downloading my movies, but I am concerned about my health. So there's just more skepticism there. The governments, of course, also are, you know, bigger and stronger there, which has pluses and minuses. But in the case of, you know, analyzing things like, will 5G really be okay from a health perspective? They're asking the hard questions. And yes, there are some countries there that have pretty much stopped the rollout of 5G in their countries while they try and figure that out. And in others, it's just kind of going much slower. And, you know, in some, they're almost as bad as the US. It varies, obviously, depending on which country. But in general, they ask a lot harder questions over there.
So and what I'm understanding also is that we're rolling out 5G in the United States and it hasn't been deployed everywhere. Are we going to see a lot more unhealthy people with people who are already compromised because of obesity, diabetes, heart conditions, and other external environmental factors?
That's correct. I mean, that's the general assumption among researchers here. This 5G technology is a completely new type of EMF radiation. It's a much higher frequency than the older technology, the 3G and 4G, for example. What that means is that you have to have many, many more antennas much, much closer to where we are. So whereas before, you know, with the older technology, you had a cell phone tower every few miles, now you have to have one literally every 100 yards or so, which is why when you're walking around a dense urban area, you're seeing these things pop up everywhere. I mean, they try and camouflage them, but if you look closely, you know, in a dense urban environment, there is one in every block, if not more. So what that means is many, many more of these powerful cell phone antennas much closer to where we live and where we work. So our exposure is going to go up dramatically as 5G is rolled out. And there's no question that it will impact our health, you know, in a negative way, unfortunately. But the government refuses to, well, I should say not the whole government, but unfortunately the FTC, which regulates the FCC, which regulates cell phones, they don't pay any attention to these research studies. They have been sued recently by a nonprofit organization and lost that suit. And the judge ruled that they have to reevaluate, but we'll see what happens. In general, though, the American government sort of turns a blind eye to this situation. Of course, partly because the telecommunications lobby is very, very strong in this country.
Well, we're happy to have products that at least can protect us because as things go on and if there's 6G and 7G and all of that, it sounds like we're all going to be very compromised.
Very much so, yes.
So any advice for our listeners just to have better take care of their health in terms of EMFs? And cleaning up their energy.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, the first and foremost thing you want to do is minimize your exposure to EMFs as much as possible, especially the strong EMF emitters in your life. For most of us, you know, the biggest one, of course, is the cell phone because we carry them around with us. You know, and cell phones are constantly emitting EMFs. Not only to communicate wirelessly, but especially when they're trying to communicate with that cell phone tower that is, you know, a couple miles down the road. So that's got to be a pretty strong signal. Now, when you're not on a phone call, it's only sending that signal every, I don't know what, few seconds to a minute, sort of depends on what phone you have. But it is always sort of sending out that strong signal. But then when you get are on a phone call, it's really strong signals. So whatever you do, you don't want to hold your cell phone next to your ear when you're making a call. You want to either use the speaker or you want to use headphones or, you know, something that keeps you from putting the phone next to your ear. In fact, if you read the fine print in your cell phone manual, which of course nobody does, it says to hold the phone no closer than 3 to 5 millimeters from your head. Now, of course, everybody just slams it next to their ear. So they're getting more, way more exposure than they should. The other big emitter, as I mentioned, is Wi-Fi radiation. So everybody's router is sending out a pretty huge amount of EMF radiation because it's creating this network, of course, broadcasting it around 100 or a couple hundred feet in every direction. So for that one, you just obviously don't want to put it right next to your desk. We also highly recommend that you turn it off at night. You know, you're not using it at night. So there's no reason to have it on. You can even just put it on an outlet timer so that it switches off and on automatically by itself. Those are two really good steps. We recommend not using wireless earbuds and headphones. I know everybody loves their
AirPods. You know, I kept my iPhone 6 just so I can plug headphones in.
Okay, good for
because,
you.
Yeah, and I remember when I used to, I really try not to talk on the phone, but I remember when I was talking on the phone a lot, I could really like feel the phone heat up, my ears heat up, my brain heat up. Like you can feel these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And some people are very sensitive to it. You know, it's a small percentage of the population, but there are those that are highly sensitive to EMF radiation. But again, we're all affected. And so, yeah, putting these little sticks in your ears that are emitting EMFs into your brain all day long is probably not going to be good for you in the long run. So I, of course, always wear wired earbuds or headphones and not wireless. So those are a few simple things that you can do. And, you know, just try and minimize your exposure. And I got to tell you, if they put a 5G cell phone tower right in front of your house, I'd sell my house and move someplace else because it is not going to be good for you over the long run. There's no question about it.
Great. This has been super informational. I remember seeing Dr. Mercola speak at a biohacking conference a few years ago, and he told us all just put your phones on airplane mode when you're not using them. So
That's a great suggestion. Although if you do that, you're not going to get any phone calls. So, you know, but definitely at night when you're asleep, don't put your phone in your room. Or if you do, if you use it as your alarm or whatever, put it in airplane mode because it's pretty harmless in airplane mode. But otherwise, you definitely want to keep it as far away from you as you can.
Great. So for our listeners, if you're interested in some EMF protection products, you can go to emfharmony.com.
Actually, it's emf-harmony.com.
emf-harmony.com.
Thank you.
Enter the code Beth Shaw and you'll get 10% off any product. So again, it's emf-harmony.com and the code is Beth Shaw to save 10%. This has been super informational. Protect yourself, everyone. Protect yourself from these harmful rays. And we thank you so much, Marty, for being on the show today. So
you're
coming,
welcome. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. After our commercial break, we will be speaking with Iggy Rodriguez on positive vibes and positive waves with the HAPB. So this show is brought to you by the Center for Global Healing Supplement Company. There's a new chance you're working on your New Year's resolutions right now or focusing more on your health and immune protection. All health begins in the gut. Consider that 95% of your body's serotonin, the happiness hormone, lies in the gut. In fact, 90% of all chemicals and toxins enter through your intestinal tract. So I love their products, Center for Global Healing. They've been in business for 22 years, creating organic supplements to meaningfully change your life. I use the Oxy powder formulation along with their iodine supplements and a whole bunch of other products. So if you would like to visit centerforglobalhealing.com, you can also save 10% by entering the code YOGAFIT. Thank you, Center for Global Healing. The show is also brought to you by YogaFIT Training Systems, the largest yoga mind body school in the world, offering over 75 different educational trainings, conferences, and corporate wellness tracks. If you would like to save 15% on any YogaFIT training, you can enter the code VOICE22 at checkout. Check out yogafit.com if you're interested in your physical and mental health. And now we are back with some positive vibes with a product called the HAPB, which will put you into states that you would normally need other substances for, be it caffeine, alcohol, THC, or whatever. You can save yourself a big hangover by checking out this product. I'd like to welcome our guest, Iggy Rodriguez, to talk a little bit about happy and how to make us happier with technology.
Hey, what's going on? How are we?
Good, Iggy. Welcome.
Thanks for having me on. This is great.
So I just recently heard of your product through Dr. Patrick Porter, who was on our show last week. And I'd like to hear more about how I can mimic the feelings of having a cocktail without having to have that drink.
Yeah, well, it's more than just a cocktail, although that is I'm sure a pretty common remedy for a drab day. But what our device does is essentially is able to mimic the interaction of a specific compound or blend of compounds within your body without actually having to ingest it. So take caffeine, for example. I'm actually playing a caffeine signal right now through my device. So our happy is our wearable that I have on right now. And what it's doing is it's sending an electromagnetic frequency, the unique frequency that that caffeine compound actually maintains. And it's telling my neuroreceptors in my body that there is caffeine present in my system without actually having to ingest that compound. So imagine feeling that alertness in the middle of the day without having to drink that cup of coffee and have the negative effects of irritable bowels or jitteriness or any general uneasiness you have with too much caffeine, and then being able to control the amount of time you feel that particular compound in your body. So it generally takes around 2 to 5 minutes to start feeling this particular effect. And then once you want to go back to baseline, unlike actually consuming caffeine, for example, where you're sort of at the mercy of how long it takes for your body to digest that compound, here you take this off and you start feeling your baseline within about 5 minutes. So the goal behind happy is to be able to enhance, augment, otherwise alter a state of being, whether it is more focus, more energy, easier sleep, deeper sleep, muscle recovery, whatever that may be. We have the ability to then have your body react to this ultra low electromagnetic frequency, as you mentioned, without actually having to ingest any compound.
So can someone keep just programming caffeine? Can I stay caffeinated all day using your product? Is there like a threshold or limit where you have to stop?
It really is dependent on each individual, right? And I say this all the time. A cup of coffee for me is going to be very different for a cup of coffee for you. The way that I like to use a device, and I encourage people to use a device, is to try and, you know, if you're a heavy caffeine consumer, right? If you drink 5 cups a day, maybe try 2. And wear this device as a replacement to those additional cups of coffee. My personal story is around focus and Adderall. I used to consume 20 milligrams of Adderall every morning just to get my day going. And through a combination of different compounds, we call them blends inside of our application that controls the device, I am now down to 5 milligrams a day, maybe. And I feel very similar to if I were to be taking 20 milligrams a day. So I wear my device 6 to 8 hours a day. Again, as mentioned, the nice part is that there are no ill effects of consuming too much of a particular element or compound, and I control the amount of time that I stay in that state. So totally welcome to take it 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day with the device on you. One of the common practices that we get are people trying to sleep a little easier, right? Fall asleep more quickly or stay in deep sleep longer. We're actually doing a fantastic study with about 150 combat veterans who have as much trouble relaxing and going to bed and staying asleep as anyone on the planet. And what we're finding is that their time spent in deep sleep is increasing significantly, and their HRV, as you mentioned on the previous discussion, heart rate variability, which is essentially a measurement of how well you recover during your sleep, that number is increasing for our combat veterans as well. The reaction has been fantastic, where we're hearing some combat veterans call us through the study and say, I haven't had a good night's sleep in 3, 4, 5, 10 years. I could, you know, almost welling, you know, tears in their eyes. Like I was able to go to sleep tonight. And that to us is as much proof point of any, on top of all the studies and the clinical work that we've done to validate the technology.
Well, that's great. I can't wait to use this product. I am very focused on getting as much deep sleep as possible. I use an Oura ring to measure my deep sleep. And every night I'll try something a little different to see how I can get more than an hour of deep sleep. Sometimes if I'm lucky, get an hour and a half. What's been your greatest success story just in terms of how much deep sleep levels people are able to achieve on a regular basis?
That's a great question. You know, I don't have the, you know, the time, you know, the hour or minutes offhand, but that story, that message around the combat veteran community where, you know, they maybe get 20, 30 minutes, right? They wake up in the middle of the night because of their severe PTSD. And for them to be able to increase that deep sleep and actually feel, you know, a bit more alive when they wake up in the morning and ready to tackle their day, that to us is a fantastic story. And again, if we can impact a community that is as troubled as that community, then we're fairly certain that your average individual is going to see some pretty dramatic effects.
Yeah, it's amazing when you get sufficient levels of deep sleep, how different you feel the next day. It's really like night and day. And the problem, I think, with a lot of the technology now is we can measure things. And then when we see we only got 13 minutes of deep sleep, it affects us psychologically as well as obviously physically, just in the knowing that we didn't get enough.
No, I love that point. And I say this all the time. It's wearables are great. But you know, they tell you where there's a deficiency and it doesn't necessarily give you a support mechanism or a way to improve that deficiency, only letting you know that, hey, you probably are going to feel kind of crappy today, right? That's not a great way to start your day. So if we can use this to kind of close that loop and you can see improvements and not only feel better physically, but knowing you see those stats increasing and feeling better mentally when you wake up, that's as much of an improvement as we could possibly ask for.
And if you're putting people on one of your programs where you program in like 2 glasses of wine, are they going to have the same cognitive impairment that they would drinking wine? Should they not like get behind the wheel if they've done that program?
That's a great question. You know, I tell people all the time, you should use it as if the compound was being consumed. So, you know, there's a level of responsibility for everyone. Absolutely. You know, we had, we were at a biohacking conference, I think last June, and we had a woman go, hey, I have to try the alcohol, you know, signal. How cool is this? And fortunately, you know, we had some testing seats so people could sit down and interact with the device. And she put the device on, and within a few minutes, she became kind of rosy in the cheeks and felt a little flushed and was like, hey, I got to take a seat. You know, the impact is very real. And it's not, you know, it's not this pseudoscience. Electromagnetic, ultra low electromagnetic frequency therapy has been around for quite some time. So the effects are very real. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you to, you know, operate the device, you know, responsibly, I would say.
So what about mood? I gave up my antidepressants in January. And so I've been experimenting with a lot of different amino acids and microdosing and the like. Do you have, I mean, it'd be so great to be able to snap on a device that would put me in a good mood if I'm having a mood fluctuation. Any programs on your device for mood enhancement?
Again, I love the question because we've had that a few times now. And that's actually a great segue. That's where our product is going, right? So we have about 7 or 8 compounds that we've identified that we have a combination of in our application that controls the device that amounts to about 30 different blends or combination of those compounds. Our next set of compounds that we're studying and that we're validating include psilocybin, for example, right? So being able to microdose without actually having to take that specific strain of mushroom. And that ability it's a very real ability, and we're in the middle of testing and validating that. So we can include that as a frequency and as a compound inside of our app. Expect that to come out here in the next quarter or so. But yes, to your question, we're actively working on those mood enhancers right now.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. So people really now, and I don't understand 100% how this works. Are you releasing different neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine when you put the device on? Like, or does it work like Patrick Porter's brain tap where it puts you in different brain states? How does this work?
The delivery system is really unique. We've got about a dozen patents that allow us to come to market to this in an effective way. You know, what we found is, you know, our scientists have been able to identify that every compound has a unique electromagnetic signature. So we've said caffeine a few times now. Caffeine has its own unique signature, very much like every song has its own tones and notes that make it a unique composition. Now, what we've done is we've gone to our lab and recorded that frequency, very much like you would record a song. And then this device just simply acts as a mechanism to replay that frequency or that song. And when your body interacts with that frequency, hears that song, so to speak, your neurotransmitters snap into place and say, oh, there's caffeine or THC or CBD or psilocybin present in our system, and they react accordingly. So we're not, you know, we're not, unlike other delivery systems, you know, we're not sending these harsh impulses directly to your brain in order to alter a state, which have long-term negative effects of the manipulation of your brain state. We're actually mimicking as closely as possible to the natural consumption of a particular compound. So we're not sending any signals directly to your brain. Your brain is completely safe. We talked about, you know, the electromagnetic frequency from the previous speaker as well. This is, you know, a thousandth of the production of electromagnetic frequency on your phone. So we're as safe and as low frequency as possible, while not directly impacting your brain wave or state, simply telling your neuroreceptors that there is a compound present inside of your body and having your body naturally do the work.
And do you have any programs like to enhance meditation or lift your body's own energetic frequency? I was at a very interesting conference 2 weeks ago in Miami. It was psychedelics and cannabis. And there was a speaker there who talked about these new crystal patches they're coming out with that you just apply to your skin. And if you're low, let's say in B vitamins, the patch will raise your body's vibration to enhance your B vitamin levels, which again, I don't really 100% understand all that, but I'm a fan of technology if it works. So anything for a meditative state?
Meditative state, absolutely, right? So any compound that would be used to... So we have a lot of athletes that like our device because they use it to focus, settle their mind prior to a competitive event or post-competitive event after they've been either elated or stressed or whatever that may be. So there are specific compounds that put you in a more meditative state that allow you to get there more quickly. So yes, absolutely. You know, we do have, it's called a Zen blend inside of our device. So absolutely there. In terms of raising, you know, so B vitamin level, for example, that is a very different form of manipulation. While we're not there, while we don't offer that type of, you know, kind of technology and interaction within our device, we are able to alter state versus increase production of a particular vitamin, for example. So slightly different in the form factor and delivery.
And I'm also very interested in your recovery program. I work out all the time. I'm constantly sore and, you know, again, take a lot of supplements to try to recuperate, try to stay away from things like Advil and the like. Those are pills I am not a fan of. And I think because of a lot of our listeners are fitness instructors, yoga teachers, they're probably really interested in recovering as quickly as possible. How does your program help us recover physically from an event, a workout, a run, a bike ride?
Look, we talked about sleep, right? And the importance of sleep on recovery. That is certainly one way to use that. Most people put their device under their pillow and they put our sleep blend, which is a combination of CBD, tryptophan, and melatonin, which allows you to go to sleep more quickly and stay asleep. Like we talked about, improving your time spent in deep sleep. There's also CBD. Simply having the CBD signal playing on your device, because it's interacting with, you know, the majority of your neuroreceptors, which are located in the base of your neck, which is, by the way, the device has about a 6-inch radius with which it sort of emanates that electromagnetic frequency. So it doesn't have to be touching you. You can put it under your pillow for sleep to be more comfortable. Having CBD run through your body without having to ingest it there's a massive benefit there from a recovery standpoint. You can also localize it, you know, so not to kind of give away our upcoming roadmap, but we do have form factors, different delivery systems that allow you to localize the effects. So think of a wrap, for example, on a knee or a shoulder or an elbow that may have something like tendonitis to be able to relieve pain. So while our initial intent is to try and impact your overall state through the interaction with your neuroreceptors located in the base of your neck and allow it to sort of emanate throughout your body, we are working on a more localized form factor. So a ton of really cool things popping up here.
Well, this all sounds great. I mean, first of all, you could save a lot of calories just by popping on a Happy instead of having a cocktail. So you don't have to worry about that midsection bulge from drinking. Well,
I know you're a fitness buff. We are working on some sort of dietary compounds as well that would try and curb appetite. And we're working with some dietitians who are helping us with that right now.
I love that. I've been doing a lot of research. We're running an 8-week yoga lean transformation group right now from YogaFit. And I've been studying a lot of supplements that help people eat less. And 5-HTP, for example, some of the other amino acids, glutamine. So if you could mimic some of those, that would, I mean, I'm probably taking 20 different pills a day. That would greatly reduce space in my supplement counter as well. And I know a lot of our listeners are struggling with their weight as well as their mood and mental health. And this would be phenomenal for them.
And that's our goal. I mean, I think one of the things that I love most about working for Happy and on this project with the rest of my executive team is our commitment to people. We want to try and help as many people as we possibly can. We want to get this into as many hands as we possibly can. It's why we started so diligently on this veteran program that we're working on. And I think that, you know, if it's like me and you're going from 20 milligrams of Adderall to 5 or from 10 to 0, or you're taking, you know, and consuming 2 less cups of coffee a day or 2 less pills, whatever that benefit is, you know, the long-term impact is significant. So our goal is to try and help as many people as we can. And hopefully we can do that here as quickly as possible.
This is such a great story of how technology really can help us. As we learned from speaking with Marty, some technology and 5G and radiation from our phones and our Wi-Fi routers can put us in a compromised position. But it's so nice that there's positive technology that's going to help us recover more, sleep better, and gets into some of those states that we would otherwise have to use substances for.
Absolutely.
So any final words of wisdom, Iggy, for our listeners on the Happy product and just taking care of their health?
The Happy product, again, fortunate to be able to communicate the value. I don't think I have any lasting words there other than, again, I would love to help as many people as we can. On the general health side, this is something that I just kind of use, on an everyday basis. I tell myself and my friends and colleagues that a problem delayed is a problem multiplied. If you're feeling uneasy, if you can't sleep, if you are anxious, or if the Happy can help you, then take the steps to act on it now. Otherwise, a month from now, it gets harder. And a month from that, it gets harder. And there are greater negative impacts on your body based on what you're putting into it. So if there's a way you can get better, take the steps now.
That's great. Thank you so much for being here. And I love that a problem delayed is a problem multiplied. I think a lot of our listeners who are trying to lose their COVID weight or reduce their fat levels will really appreciate that advice. It's like take control of the problem today because it's going to multiply tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. So for our listeners, if you're interested in the HAPB product, that's HAPBBEE.com, you can save 10% on the Happy by using the code Beth Shaw at checkout. So check it out and see what kind of states you can get yourself into. Iggy, thanks so much for being here today.
This was lovely. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you. So what a great show we've had today. For all of you out there who are struggling with your health, there are solutions. There are solutions with technology now that making rapid gains and more technology coming out every day. So we can really use devices to help us help ourselves. And that's really what this show is all about, Make America Healthy. It's to empower you with tools to take control of your own physical and mental health. Because at the end of the day, it's up to us to take charge of our health. Your doctor's not going to do it for you. Your friends and family not going to do it for you. If today is the day that you wake up and say, I'm ready to make a change, start small. You can reach out to me via my website at bethshaw.com. I'm happy to be of assistance to you. And we're all in this together to get our health together. We've got a 50% obesity rate right now in the United States. Most people who were overweight before the pandemic now have gained an average of 29 pounds. So if they didn't have obesity before, they may have it now. And let's face it, excess weight causes a lot of problems. It causes physical problems. It causes emotional problems, mental, psychological problems. So the best thing that you can do is just to take control of your health. Throw the junk food out of your house. Don't bring things into your home that are not good for you. Stay away from packaged foods. Try to eat as clean as possible. Drink lots of clean water. Exercise, walk, try to get those 10,000 steps in a day. And yes, there are devices that measure all of those steps easily so that we now know how much we're moving. There are a lot of different wearable devices that will also measure your sleep quality. So the good news again is that you can take charge of your health and you can start today. You know, you can go on my YouTube channel and do some meditations with me. You can practice some yoga at home and just start to make a commitment, because every day that you feel better is a gift to you. And the gift that you give yourself of your health should be your primary focus, because there's nothing that feels as good as being in a healthy body. And once you get there, or if you have been there in your life and you're not there anymore, and you remember what it was like to feel good physically, you don't want to do things that will take you away from that state anymore. And you'll become increasingly sensitive to the foods that aren't working for you, or perhaps the people you're surrounding yourself with that aren't giving you positive vibes. Because if it's all about energy, as we've learned from our two guests today, then the energy that we have within ourselves matters. The energy we get from others matters. The energy that you get from your food makes a huge difference. Turn on your TV, we're bombarded with fast food commercials and unhealthy things. And then, of course, pharmaceutical ads left and right. And it feels good to take charge of your health. You can do journaling, write down those days that were particularly good for you and the days that weren't. Keep a journal of the food you took, the supplements you took, the exercise you did, the conversations you have, and just start to become the witness to your own body and mind. Because we need to wake up, America. We need to wake up. We need to get healthier. We need to do this for ourselves, for our nation, for the health of our nation. I've long believed that the obesity crisis will be the downfall of our nation. And I think we've seen in the past 2 years that anybody who had a contraindication, who had health complications, were severely, severely challenged. Whereas those who were healthier managed to stay healthy. Again, if you've got any questions, you can reach out to me via my website at bethshaw.com. You can find me on Instagram, Beth Shaw Health. And I'm always posting things that are helpful to you, whether it's a yoga session or meditation. And you can also visit us online at yogafit.com. So again, I'd like to thank our guests, Iggy Rodriguez from the Hap B, which sounds like a pretty happy product, and Marty Rogan, the founder of EMF Harmony. And I hope this show was impactful for you, educational, and gave you some new insights about how you can take your health and wellness to a whole new level. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Please share this show with friends, anyone who's feeling down or depressed. The best thing we can do is keep educating ourselves and then put that education into use. Start taking action today. Let's make America healthy, everyone. Thank you so much. Namaste means my spirit honors yours. So I'd like to say to all our listeners today, namaste, and thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for joining us on Make America Healthy. We hope we've given you some tools you need to take back control of your health. Until next time, we wish you a healthy and wonderful week.